When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We hope wherever you may be across the world, around the country, that you are having a fantastic midpoint of your week and that you are ready to hang out with us for the next 3 hours and hopefully have some fun while also being entertained. We've got a ton of different topics to dive into with you. The latest on the Nashville school shooting and the continued fallout surrounding that. DeSantis versus Trump polling data continues to come out. Maybe the dumbest opinion in Sonny Hostin's career on The View. We've got Dr. Fauci being rewarded with a multi-million dollar book advance. And also, when you consider all of the cities in America right now, it's possible the Washington, D.C. district attorney is prosecuting the fewest of all of the crimes that are occurring in the nation's capital. I was there yesterday, back home in Nashville today. And how does that compare to Jan 6th? Also, is the Trump indictment in New York City falling apart? They are not hearing any more reportedly on the Trump indictment this week, maybe not also next week. We'll break all that down for you. But Buck, we wait now in Nashville for the release of the trans shooters manifesto. I am told that it is going to be released. When exactly it will be released remains unclear. I think it should happen today. The Nashville police did a phenomenal job responding to the shooting at the school. We played and talked about the videos from inside of that school, how heroic so many of those officers were. The Nashville police have been very forthcoming with all the details of this investigation on a fairly rapid fashion. Now is the time to share that manifesto, because in the absence of that manifesto coming out, many people are trying to fill this void, so to speak, and argue. I'm sure you're seeing all the same headlines that I am, Buck, where, for instance, NBC News put up a headline yesterday that said, "Fear pervades Tennessee's trans community amid focus on Nashville shooter's gender identity. We were already fearing for our lives. Now it's even worse." That's a quote. No, it's worse for the kids that were killed by the trans woman, or by the woman who was a trans man, whatever you want to say. It's definitely worse for them, yet their suffering is not being covered. And I wanted to play this for you, Buck. They're now arguing, oh, the victims would be alive if they hadn't passed the trans bills in Tennessee. This is a TikToker, Red Ahern, that is sharing an opinion that has been widely discussed in the trans community in the wake of this shooting. Listen to cut one.
I wonder if the parents of the victims of the Nashville shooting today would still have their children if these trans bills in Tennessee were never a thing. I'm not a parent, but if I were, I'd be real, real mad at the government. I'd be real, real mad at the government.
Let's be very clear, Clay, that here you have people on the left. We just played audio. That was from the Libs of TikTok account, who are explicitly saying that if there are more of these bills to prevent the mutilation, the gender mutilation of children, that there will be more school shootings, that there'll be more people killed, there'll be more violence, essentially. It's an implicit threat.
This is what terrorists do.
This is what terrorists do. It's, you know, nice society you have there. It'd be a shame if something happened to it. It'd be a shame if something crumbled the civilization that you think you live in. And the media, I have to say, it is remarkable to me that I expect that in the aftermath of something like this, when the perpetrator is someone that is, first of all, always elevated generally by the left, right? The trans community in general is constantly elevated. So this is, they're telling us all the time the trans community is marginalized and victimized. And we hear all these stats about the murder of the people within the trans community.
They try to call it a genocide.
This Saturday they're having an event about the trans genocide. When you actually look at the stats, there are very few trans people who are murdered, in part because there are very few trans people, and the trans people who are killed are overwhelmingly killed as either they're involved in the sex trade, there's some situation that comes. There are not hate crimes where trans people are being murdered all over the country. That's just not true. Doesn't happen. So this notion that there's this great fear, and by the way, of course, everybody should live in safety, security, and decency.
But there's
a lie that's being told.
On this show, we're very anti-murder.
We're very anti-murder on the show. But there's a lie that is being told, that there's this constant threat, this constant fear that the trans community lives under for their safety, when this is very similar to what the left does on other arguments, too. This is not about safety. This is about policy. This is about whether or not people will be forced by government power to celebrate what many more people are starting to see now is a severe mental illness. Is actually not something that should be elevated and treated as an affirmation of identity and all the rest of it, all the stuff that we hear and use the different pronouns and all of this. What they're doing is what the left always does. If you don't agree with me, you're literally committing violence against me. That's what they say. If you don't agree with me on go down any range of issues, this is why they shout down speakers in schools. This is why they don't allow conservatives to even have a voice that they will hear from, whether it's a Fifth Circuit judge, as we saw recently at Stanford University Law School. So they're doing this purposefully so that people won't have an honest conversation about it. And the media, by the way, is going, I thought they would be horrible, but they find new levels of horribleness. I mean, there is something ghoulish and demonic in the soul of the Democrat-aligned media. This was from Reuters. I'm not even picking the crazy far left stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we just had, Libs of TikTok. Clay, former Christian student kills three children, three staff in Nashville shooting. Did you see that headline? That is the Reuters headline. Former Christian student kills three. Oh, gee. I wonder, are we all supposed to be so stupid that we don't see the politics? The victims here, Christian children, Christian adults, a Christian school, but because the trans left-wing lunatic perpetrator attended the school 20 years ago? That's what they lead with, Clay. Gee.
And we played for you, I believe it was yesterday, CNN saying, look, the fact that the shooter was trans is a major distraction from the real story here, which is guns. Yesterday, MSNBC also climbing on that argument. Focusing on the transgender identity, MSNBC, this is Ali Velshi, they're saying here in this conversation, it's actually uniquely dangerous to the trans community to point out that someone in the trans community committed cold-blooded murder of six innocent people. Listen.
We have no idea if the shooter was undergoing hormone therapy, but in the words of Congressman Green, quote, everyone can stop blaming guns now, which is really code for focusing on the shooter's identity, something conservatives don't seem overly concerned about when the shooter is a white man, which is often. Trans people are already more likely to experience violence simply because they are trans people, so the right focusing on that is uniquely dangerous. And we have to respond to that. But it is also a distraction because there are plenty of trans people in plenty of countries all over the world. But once again, America is the only nation where shootings like this happen over and over again. So maybe it's not mental health or video games or hormones. Maybe it's the guns.
Okay. The guns. The guns are not going anywhere. I wish somebody would just follow down the rabbit hole. Randy Weingarten's an imbecile, Buck. But she at least came out and said, we need to go collect everybody's guns. Did you see that clip of her basically saying, at least whether you agree or disagree with her, and certainly I think almost everyone listening to us right now disagrees with her, at least she's not pretending away what she wants to do, which is the ultimate goal here, period.
I think this is an important point that you're making here, which is that the only honest argument on the left, the honest argument, would be, we're taking all of your guns, we're sending agents of the state with guns to take your guns,
yes,
and they will shoot you if you don't give your guns up. That is it, right? That is the only honest argument about gun control taken to its extreme, taken to where it would actually, I mean, yes.
That's the goal.
Would there be fewer shootings? Right.
Yes.
This is the reality of the position.
Nobody had a gun, and if the government took all your guns away, that's Randy Weingarten's argument.
Because the other side of this is when they say, "Okay, we're going to ban AR-15s," I say, "Well, this individual went into a grammar school with three guns. A pistol would have been just as deadly under the circumstances. And anyone who wants to argue with this, first of all, they sound like idiots because you just go and look at Fort Hood, two pistols." Virginia Tech shooting, pistols. So this notion that some kind of restriction on the cosmetics or the magazine or any of that stuff would stop a shooting is just ignorance. That's why this is why people in the Second Amendment community get so frustrated. It's, let's have the real talk. You want no Second Amendment, libs. You want no guns in civilian hands, period. And, you know, what's amazing is they talk about Australia and they'll say, well, look at the Australian buyback program. Look at what a huge success it was. Australia has more guns in private hands now than it did before the buyback program. Just putting that out there, too. People have no idea what they are talking about, but they never actually go to the extreme of the argument because, Clay, when Joe Biden comes out and says, you know, we gotta ban assault, right? You know, after he talks about the ice cream flavors, the whole point is to give emotional validation to Democrat voters who think people who own guns are bad and stupid and wrong. That's it. It's sticking a finger in the eye of the people on the other side of politics that you don't like. No serious person who knows the data, who knows history, and who knows reality thinks that making a change like this, the assault rifle ban, if you could eliminate every single rifle shooting in the country, you might bring down the violence rate by 1%. And of course, that's not going to happen because people are going to have illegal guns because that's who kills people.
Buck, when this happened, we were talking off air. And I said, based on these details, we didn't say it publicly on the air, but I was like, this feels like it's probably going to be a trans shooter to me. That was my prediction. And
Clay said this to me, and I will confirm this because you just said it on air.
Yeah.
Right when this happened, based on what's going on in Tennessee, and I looked at him and, you know, we would never say anything on the air. We couldn't, you know, provide factual basis for and don't want to speculate, but the two of us talking about where this was going privately, Clay thought this was what was going to happen.
And then I said, and if I'm right, this story will vanish because the CNNs and the MSNBCs will not want to talk about a trans shooter. If this were a Trump supporting right winger, Joe Biden would already be on the ground in Nashville. Just like Joe Biden didn't go to East Palestine, Ohio. Buck, why is the president not here? The president traveled to Buffalo. President traveled to basically anywhere where he can sell the narrative of right-wing extremism, try to tie it into January 6th, everything else. I don't think he's going to come to Nashville at all over this shooting. And look, I understand there are a lot of people out there listening to me in Nashville who say, yeah, we don't want him here. We don't want him in the state of Tennessee. I understand. But where the president travels sends a message about what the president thinks is important. And Joe Biden said, I'm here to restore the soul of the nation. Wouldn't that include pointing out when crazy trans people are, it appears, attacking religious people? That seems like a direct threat to the soul of the nation.
What could be a more obvious and ghoulish and horrific evil than an adult walking into a school like this and seeing a nine-year-old girl and shooting that nine-year-old girl and then doing it again and again? There is nothing more evil than this. And every person, and certainly every parent in the country, knows that. Why Joe Biden has not already flown to this part of Nashville and is not hugging the parents and telling them, we'll do everything we can for you. We are so sorry as a nation. I would like to hear some Democrat try to explain why that has not happened yet. He's too busy. Has to go, you know, go for day number 400 out at the beach house. Really too busy for this? Unacceptable.
And if it were a Trump individual, Trump supporter, he would have already been here. I really do believe that. 3 years ago at this time, we were all grappling with the shutdowns put in place by our government over COVID. You might remember, run at the grocery store when you couldn't find things, empty shelves. A lot of people then decided, you know what? I need to take care of the food security in my household. And many of you have already done this, but a lot of you still haven't. Check out MyPatriotSupply.com. You can get a 3-month emergency food kit. Right now, you'll save $200 per kit. We've got 5 of them in the Travis household, one for each of my boys, myself, and Laura, my wife. Each kit will give you a wide variety of delicious breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, snacks, 2,000 calories a day for optimum strength and energy for each of these kits. 3 months long. Emergency kits make a big difference. Buck has them too. Act now and claim your $200 savings per kit. Here's how you do it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and you'll enjoy free shipping too. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The torch of truth, passed and still lit every day. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. We've got a little bit of breaking news. This coming from Zero Hedge, citing Politico reporting that the Trump grand jury. You got it?
Yep. Yeah, right. I'll read. This story just broke 8 minutes ago, Buck. And the headline is Manhattan Trump grand jury set to break for a month. A previously planned, this says, hiatus would push back a potential indictment. And here's the opening paragraph. The Manhattan grand jury examining Donald Trump's alleged role in a hush money payment isn't expected to hear evidence in the case for the next month due to a previously scheduled hiatus. The break would push any indictment to late April at the earliest. Again,
look,
it doesn't sound like something's coming based on that.
I think this is all going to collapse like every other just maniacal effort to get Trump on some trumped up charge. There's nothing flimsier of all of the investigations and all the theoretical criminal prosecutions of Trump. I mean, this is honestly the most absurd and the weakest. So it looks like they won't be able to just push it through. I think that the month long delay here, they'll just use this to let this fade out. You know, then Bragg will tell his people, you know, Bragg will tell his office, and the narrative will be that he took it to the brink, but in the interest of not of justice, but in the interest of, you know, of, national reconciliation and not having Trump supporters get violent, he decided not to. They'll come up with some story. I really don't think they're going to do it now. Just think about this, right? I mean, they're going to come back. It's so much easier to dismiss this and walk away when no one's talked about it for a month. But in the meantime, it creates this, oh no, we haven't bailed out. This was planned. We're just doing this. If it was planned, why did everybody think that this was going to come down a few days ago? Right?
I think you're right. And again, if they're not going to hear this case until late April, you run basically into summer very quickly, and then it gets hard to justify when you're only a few months out from Iowa voting.
Many small business owners are getting a refund of their taxes from the IRS. It's part of a program Congress passed to help small businesses get through the pandemic. It's called the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC, and this is completely different than the PPP. The company that really understands this is GetRefunds.com, and they've helped businesses get $3 billion in refunds to date. In less than 8 minutes, you can see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. There's no upfront charge either. They don't get paid unless your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information, so don't let this opportunity pass you by, because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited time. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Welcome back in. I hope all of you are having a fantastic Wednesday. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton rolling through. Our friends at The View. Buck, we had a relatively short-lived, I would say, kumbaya moment when Whoopi Goldberg had like two takes in a row that we agreed with. And we said, hey, maybe The View is turning a corner.
We thought maybe they were going to invite the two of us on, the Clay and Buck extra special.
Maybe The View isn't the dumbest show in America that airs on a daily basis. No, they've continued. Joy Behar's fallen apart. But Sonny Hostin sometimes escapes our ridicule as also a uniquely dumb individual. It's like Joy Behar is Joe Biden, and Sonny Hostin might be her Kamala Harris, that the duo is so awful, sometimes it's hard to know which is worse. Sonny Hostin said she doesn't care at all about China imprisoning Muslims because black people are put in jail in America. This is really what she said. Listen.
And so as a woman of color with a 6'2" black kid in college and a 5'7", 5'8" black kid in high school, I don't see that part of American exceptionalism. I'm sorry. I think this country has a lot of problems that could be solved. Yes, maybe they're putting Muslims in jail in Afghanistan, I think you mentioned, China, and China. They're putting a lot of more black people in jail here.
Okay. What do we think are the chances that any of the ladies of The View, first of all, know what a Uyghur is or would be able to spell it?
I don't know that. To be fair, I'm not sure that I could spell Uyghur. So
it is to be fair. To be fair,
that is a really hard one to spell. So,
but that is the group that she is, when she's saying Muslim, she's talking about the yes. Turkic Uyghurs of Western China in Xinjiang province, who are in literal, and I use that word appropriately because people overuse it all the time.
Yes.
Literal concentration camps.
Yes.
Because they are the wrong ethnicity and religious group
yes.
for the Chinese Communist Party. She is comparing that to people going to prison for rape, murder, drugs, every serious felony, every serious crime in the country.
She's
and acting like those are similar.
Yes, this is important. Because she would probably get fired on its face if she said something like that about the Holocaust, right? Oh, I don't really care about the Holocaust because we put a lot of black men in jail in America today. And by the way, why does the height of her kids matter? This is really weird. Like she said, I've got a 6'2" black son in college, and then I've got a 5'7" or 5'8" black son in high school. It's like, why does anybody care what height your kids are? It doesn't make any sense at all. But it's weird that she would. I think she has a law degree. Look up Sonny Hostin and see
yes,
if Sonny Hostin
she does.
Has a law
she
degree.
Was so fun fact. I was on a pilot for a CNN show where they ran a bunch of different people. And I, if I remember correctly, she was one of the people on the panel, and she was supposed to be the legal expert.
I mean, that's funny in and of itself.
Yeah.
But how could you be so unaware? And that's what I'm saying about the Holocaust idea. When you're in a concentration camp,
I'm sorry,
you are
I'm sorry.
Put there.
This is important because I swear to God, Clay, I didn't even interrupt you. I'm sorry. I swear that I was going to say, I bet her son that she's so worried about goes to Harvard. Where do you think her son goes to school, Clay? Give you one guess.
Harvard, I'm guessing that.
Harvard student. And I am sure that it is, it's very hard to go to the number one university on the planet because your mom is a famous person and, amazing,
right? Their dad, she's married to an orthopedic surgeon. So if you want to talk about privileged offspring in America today, mom who is on a daily television show, dad who is an orthopedic surgeon, and the mom is going to sit on television and say, I don't care about what goes on in China because there are black people in jail in America. Well, concentration camps, you get put there because of your identity, not because of something that you did, right? And for her to not be smart enough to understand the difference, and she also said Afghanistan, she got so much wrong.
Far away place, all the same to her.
With Muslims, like, who cares? This is to me evidence of the cover that elites in America often give to China because they try to falsely equivocate for errors that may not be like our small imperfections. They use, this is what the NBA does. This is what so many people, this is what MSNBC, what CNN do. They cover for China by pointing out that America's imperfect.
And they point out our imperfections as a way to justify not caring about the blatant human rights violations of China.
I think also this comparison with China is particularly interesting because here is a multimillionaire, Sonny Hostin, who is essentially saying, I don't care about what's going on in the forced labor camps with the forced sterilization of women, with over a million people confirmed, and the number's probably much higher than that going through this, who are also subject to extreme brutality, execution, and yes, torture for speaking out against the state. I can't focus on that because I have a son who's at Harvard, and it's like really hard and dangerous to be at Harvard.
He's 6'2", Buck.
I mean,
her 6'2" son. I mean,
the racism that her son must be experiencing at Harvard compared to the racism that is going on in communist China in the concentration camps. I can imagine why she really, you know, she can't focus on number two, can only think about number one.
How often are stupid things said on The View? I mean,
can I tell you honestly the problem? They couldn't have us on The View because if we actually went there and got to, they would try to shout us down, but the people on that set are so stupid and so ignorant. But I know we don't like name calling here. Sorry. They're so lacking in knowledge, wisdom, context.
I don't mind the name calling, by the way. I think they are stupid and ignorant.
Well, I'm just saying, no, it would be impossible to have a conversation with them where, and that's also why, by the way, they have like Joy Behar there. So they can always revert back to, they want to speak about serious issues. This has been described, and it was actually John Stewart that I initially think was written about this way. Clown nose on, clown nose off. Like sometimes Joy Behar wants to be serious. Sometimes Joy Behar, when she gets, it's not that she can make jokes and do political analysis. It's when her political analysis shows she has no idea what she's talking about, has never read anything, nor has any knowledge of the subject matter. Then it's just, oh, we're all just making jokes.
Yeah.
As this constant excuse, as this escape valve, as a cover.
And also, you know this, and I know this, but I think a lot of our listeners may not. There's a behind the scenes staff, probably of 30 people or more working on The View. So it's not only that people like Sonny Hostin are really woefully misinformed and ignorant about many of the topics upon which they're speaking. It's that they're willfully doing that in many respects. Because if you were on that show and you wanted to be surrounded by super smart people who could inform you to make sure that you get facts right and don't sound like such an imbecile, they would be able to have that staff, right? Like, this isn't some situation where it's a YouTube show and they don't make much money and sometimes people are going to screw up. This is a highly produced, incredibly lucrative daytime television show which has all the resources it needs to make its hosts as intelligent as they can be, and they still look like idiots every day.
I will say, I actually think that their service to the Democrat Party is to make Democrat voters feel more comfortable in their ignorance. It's hanging out with the dumb kids in the class, but they're the cool kids in the class. And so you feel okay not doing your homework too, because the cool kids aren't doing their homework. So I'm going to go, you know, smoke cigarettes after class with them and fail. That's the purpose of The View, to make people who don't want to do the work to learn anything feel okay with that.
And by the way, if you think these shows don't matter, these are overwhelmingly consumed by women that air during the day, suburban moms and grandmas, and those are the people that are going to be deciding this election. That's the reality. Men overwhelmingly vote for Republican candidates. That's the truth. Can we increase the number of men who vote for Republican candidates? Probably. But women are the true swing voters, by and large, in the suburbs, and they're listening to these imbeciles. For families with high school seniors graduating this spring, topic at the dinner table all too often is, what college are you going to go to? It's one of the great privileges in this nation, the availability and access we all have to education. Few people appreciate the process as much as the faculty and administration at Hillsdale College. They won't say it, but I will. The college provides their students with the best classical liberal arts education in America. When these students graduate, they've studied the great books, the history of Western civilization in America, the meaning and history of the Constitution. Hillsdale was founded in 1844 to offer the kind of education needed to preserve civil and religious liberty. 180 years later, it holds true to that mission today while refusing to accept one penny of taxpayer funding. And that includes not even indirectly in the form of student grants and loans. Even if you've never stepped foot on the campus in Michigan, you can learn from Hillsdale for free through Imprimis, their monthly newsletter, and by taking online courses on American history, the Constitution, and other subjects. See for yourself. Learn more about Hillsdale at clayandbuck4hillsdale.com. That's clayandbuck4hillsdale.com.
Want more Clay and Buck that you didn't hear on the show? Get podcast extras in the Clay and Buck podcast feed. Find it on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Somebody just got a big payday, Clay. 5 million big ones for the Fauci. $5 million for little Tony Fauci for his memoir. And by the way, that is how you pronounce it if you're going to be a Fauciite, a memoir.
How so, many people want to buy? I mean, I understand the book publishing industry a little bit. What do you think's going on here?
I have a theory about this. Anthony Fauci could just put his little face on a book and have whatever title he wants, and he will sell at least hundreds of thousands of copies, and he would sell it
even if every single page was blank, because the purpose of the Fauci book is like the purpose of Still Masking, which is to show everybody how smart and sciency and liberal you are. So this is the ultimate
coffee table social justice 100% book.
100%. Can I tell you something? You know, I've looked at houses with Carrie, you know, just a little house shopping, looking around, seeing things. And she always laughs because I'm always just curious. I always want to take a look at the books.
Oh yeah.
Because I know right away. I always can tell right away what, you know, who, not that I'm, I mean, I, you know, I live in a house that, Libs had sold to me. It doesn't really matter, but I just think it's kind of funny. I can tell who the person is. And then with Instagram, you can figure it out right away too. And I'm never wrong about it. I can look at the books in someone's home and I basically know who I'm dealing with.
Even with that, and I do think you're right. I think that the Fauci book probably will be right up there with like Michelle Obama's Becoming or whatever the name of that book was that sold like 3 million mm-hmm. copies. How many people actually ever opened that book?
I think less than 5% of the people that bought Michelle Obama's book, I would bet less than 5% of them read the whole book. That's my honest.
I don't think that's a crazy perspective, right? They
just, I mean, you can never check these numbers, but if you got 100 Michelle Obama book purchasers in a room and gave them the most basic reading comprehension test on that book, 5 of the 100 would pass.
That would be such a good, that would be amazing. Such a fun television.
It would be amazing, but you know, it is what it is.
That would be a great television quiz. You know, I think you're probably right. I would bet Michelle Obama's book is the single most purchased, so you can look good for purchasing it, book of the 21st century. That would be my guess. Now, there are other ones, Hillary Clinton's memoir, Barack Obama. I tend to think that left-wingers would be way more impressed by the idea that you read a book, which is why I'm citing those in particular. But I just, even with that in context, I don't think that Fauci is enough of an icon that even that many people will buy his book. This reminds me, Buck, years and years ago, and I can't even remember the guy's name. It was the first athlete to come out as gay. Basketball player. One of our staff can look it up. ESPN, I believe, published the book. They turned it into like it was the biggest reveal that you could ever imagine. Oh, my goodness. This former NBA player is gay, and now he's written a memoir about it. And you couldn't have given more publicity to this book. It sold like 7,000 copies. And it was probably the most promoted sports book of the year because most people didn't care about the guy. And they also didn't care about him being gay, right? Like, so what? Okay, so you're gay and you play basketball. That doesn't really, most people don't care unless you're really good at the sport too. And then you might be like, okay, this sounds like an interesting book to read. Totally fell flat on its face. I feel like this Fauci book is going to be the same way. Because I think everybody on the planet, he'll come out and do his usual interviews everywhere. But I don't think it's like, I don't think he's as beloved as Michelle Obama. I think it's even faker that people claim that they like him.
Well, I mean, Michelle Obama probably got like 15 or 20 million for her book all in, right? I mean, more than five million.
But Michelle Obama's credit, the number of copies of her book that sold, the publisher made money. This feels to be the Democrat book.
Yeah, if you're a Democrat, you bought the Michelle Obama book, pretty much. I mean, that's the way I think that a lot of people would view that
one. The Fauci book, I think they're going to lose millions of dollars on.
I just don't buy into
their being interested.
I don't think so. I think that they're...
When does the book come out? Do we know?
I don't even think it's been... I mean, it's going to be ghostwritten, obviously. I don't even know when it's supposed to come out, but the Fauci book is...
We'll table this one. I think it's
going to sell pretty well because, Clay, there are... I'm telling you, when I came back from honeymoon, whatever that was, 6 weeks ago now, a month ago, I can't even remember. The number of people in the LAX airport that were, and I'm going to be in New York this week coming up, next week. The number of people in the LAX airport with masks on, I'm not saying it was a super high percentage, but they were all over the place. It was like 5 to 10% of everybody in that airport at this stage of the game. All of those people will buy the Fauci book because it'll be the Bible of Fauciism. I don't know what else to say. It'll be their religious text.
I just, you know, I flew back from DC early this morning, and this is where I just can't get past every time I'm flying now. Young kids in masks. What are their parents doing?
Child abuse.
If you got a four-year-old and you're in an airport in 2023 and your kid is still wearing a mask, that is to me so clearly child abuse. I just feel bad for the kid because I can only imagine how hellish the last 3 years of that kid's life has to have been if there's still a parent demanding they wear a mask after 3 years of COVID. Imagine what restrictions were put on those kids, how few of them got to go outside and live normal lives. And unfortunately, I think their immune systems are going to bear the brunt of that overprotectiveness for years and years to come.
Totally agree. Coming up here in a few moments, we're going to talk about, do Democrats really have an idea of how to bring down crime? If you look in D.C. and what's going on there, it'll blow your mind how lawless it's becoming.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes, educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.